1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP-compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
TC Trailers. Oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
All right. It is WILO, the Party Line. And we're going to be welcoming EMS Director, Executive Director Stephen Deckard here in just a hot minute. But I do need to mention our Party Line sponsors here on WILO, which include ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and BoonCountyDailyNews.com, as well as our Big Deals page, which you can access through, either of those pages. TC Trailers, Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union. And you are here on the Party Line on WILO with Melissa Miller and Todd Berryman. And on the phone, EMS Executive Director Stephen Deckard. Top of the morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
I guess it's not top of the morning. It's about 3 or 4 hours after the top of the morning, but good morning, I guess.
Yes, good morning.
How's it going out there, Stephen?
Things are well on our side of things.
Well, good.
How are you this morning?
Oh, you know, honestly, we're hanging in there. We're doing well. We're getting prepped up for the race that's going to be on this weekend. So we're trying to get a lot of, and with the holiday, we try to get everybody out of here to enjoy the holiday. So we're trying to get all the work done early so that everybody can slip out of here maybe at a decent time on Friday and not have to be back for a few days. But I know for you guys, you've been staffing. You had some people out the last time we talked with some injuries and stuff. How's everybody doing, and are we back and everyone up to 100% now?
The staff that we currently have, they are all back up to 100%, thankfully. We do have a couple of openings for paramedic positions, and with that, we're actually holding interviews over this week and next week, and we've got several candidates that have put their application in, so excited to see see who comes in and how they do with the behavioral and clinical interview process. And we're excited to add a new qualified clinician to our team.
Are you still in classes and training right now? Well, I know you do training constantly because you have to, with everything being continuously changing. But are we done with classes now, or are they still got a little bit of time left?
So I just finished up our EMT class, our adult EMT class, at the beginning of this month. We've had several already take the test and pass, so that was super exciting for them. We're still holding out on a few that need to schedule their exam, but very excited to complete a 6-month EMT course and see what these students bring to the future of pre-hospital medicine.
Now, do have any of them expressed any kind of interest in going on and taking the paramedics? Because I know you have to have your EMS or your EMT and then go on into the paramedic.
There are definitely a few that have discussed becoming a paramedic with that program. And then we also have some that are in-house that are looking for that as well, but are currently EMTs working for us. And, you know, with our paramedic program, I spoke at the commissioner's meeting the other day that if everything went according to plan, we would have our initial application turned in to the national accrediting body. And we got that submitted. It actually got approved. So we're moving on to our next document that we have to submit, and then we'll do a site visit. But the light is very much at the end of the tunnel for us to initiate this paramedic program.
Well, that'll be great. I know that's something you've worked hard on to get that established and get it going strong. So equipment, how are we doing? I know that you've got a wish list out there, and of course all wish lists take money, but Do you feel like everything's up to snuff? Everything's 100%, you know, working operations, and or is there anything out there that you would like to get maybe swapped out for a newer model?
I think that we are in a great position where we don't want for a whole lot. We've got great high quality equipment with our team, and I think that we're very lucky to have the equipment that we have today. Of course, there's always something that, you know, we have a want list for, but, I think what we have today, I think everybody is very pleased with.
How are you sitting with your ambulances? Are we getting to the point to where we're going to be starting to rotate a few of them out?
So we actually just got... last year, we got two new ambulances delivered at the beginning of the year, which was great. And we developed a bit of a rotation, talking with Council President Alan Dunn, and how can we ensure that, you know, we continuously have a fresh supply of reliable ambulances. And so we kind of came up with a system, and we're good with the two ambulances we have right now. It'll be another couple years before we get two new ones. But the two that we have right now, you know, one's got 20,000 miles on it, the other has 10. So we've definitely got several years of use out of them ahead of us that we're excited for.
I know it depends on your runs and whether or not you have to transfer anything, but what's the average mileage that you guys put on an ambulance a year?
I would say anywhere from probably 20 to 30,000 miles a year.
That's not bad, actually. I mean, I know it's hard on the engines, and you have to have a powerful... A lot of people don't realize just how much power those engines have to be run full bore, you know, heading out to a run. It's not like you're in town driving and just putting around town with those things. So they take a punishment.
Yes, they do. We definitely run our ambulances very hard. The stop and go and just driving emergent puts an unseen toll on the ambulance, the engine, the transmission, and everything else in between. So, we look at a life expectancy for an ambulance of about 100,000 miles. And then once we start hitting that 100,000 mile mark is when we start having significant increase in repair costs and maintenance upkeep. And so that's kind of our magic number. So we keep a close eye out for that, and brace for it when it comes. But I think the system that we've developed with the council and the vision that we have for the future, we're in a really good position to prevent any significant maintenance fees that we're going to be faced with as long as we continue to take care of the trucks as we do.
I know we're coming out of the winter months and we're in the middle of spring, getting ready to head into the summer months. Do you see a difference with the weather and everything, and the type of runs that you guys normally experience?
So we call this season right here, we call this the trauma season. And with this, we see a significant increase in our traumatic injury patient population. And unfortunately, you have a lot of people with summer vacation, so you have a lot more students that are out driving with less driving experience. The crops get high. 26 being closed right now, a lot of traffic's being diverted. I tell you, I was driving down a county road the other day, and I was very, very surprised at the rate of speed in which, I was being passed by cars going, flying down these county roads that clearly are not from Frankfort. And I think, all of those are contributing factors. And, then you have motorcyclists and ATVs, and it's unfortunately, it's just this combination of all these things that we want to do in the summer. We've been pent up all winter, and it just kind of transpires into people unfortunately getting injured.
I understand that. I know I live out by 26, so the county roads, the two that I have, 800 North, which is what affectionately known as Rabbit Track, and then there's 700 North, which is, in Lafayette's terms, is called Division Road, but we call it Haggerty Lane. They're like highways, literally. Like highways right now. And yeah, it's crazy. I've watched people actually jump 29. They won't stop at the intersection, and they will just jump it. And there's been a couple of really dandies out by my house, wreck-wise. Talking about the weather and everything, you're talking about kids being out in the driving, but what are some of the other things that you guys see with summer, that maybe should, our listeners should be watching out for, not only for other people, but also for themselves?
I'm just going to repeat that question back to you to make sure I understood it correctly.
Yeah. I said it right either.
No, you're fine. What are some key things that the community can look for to keep themselves safe? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. There okay. You go. You got it right. I did. You did.
I think that some key things is just make sure you do the basic precautions. We put our seatbelt on. We don't drink and drive, even though it's a beautiful summer month and we've been sitting in the pool all day at our friend's house and we got to go home. Have somebody sober drive you home. And then just make sure that if you're out on a motorcycle, wear a helmet. I can't emphasize that enough. Please wear the appropriate protective equipment.
Yeah, road rash is bad enough. You don't want to have your head involved in that.
Exactly.
It's not a good outcome for sure. Real quickly, I know we haven't really talked about too much about this before, but the growth and the expansion that's going to be heading out towards 65 with the annexation, and I know down the road there are future plans to put a fire station out that way. You already have satellite EMS stations, like the one at Boylston and other areas, but have you guys even talked a little bit about maybe putting one out towards 65 as well?
It has not been a discussion for us at this time. With where we have our ambulances located, as well as the distribution of our volunteer responses, I think that we're well spread out through the community we're serving today. It's hard for me to quantify the expected increase in call volume to that area as the expansion occurs. If it's strictly like industry that we're foreseeing popping up out there. Thankfully, our industrial partners are very safe and safety conscious. So we don't have a large number or a large percentage of our call volume that responds out to that area as it is today. And so, you know, we're expecting definitely an uptick in our call volume, but is it enough to justify pulling ambulances from where they're currently located to that area? I can't predict that with my crystal ball today and quantify whether or not it's going to be worth it. It may be, I truly believe in being proactive and not reactive, but this may be a case where we're going to have to kind of stand by and see and react accordingly.
Right, right. Stephen, is there anything major that you would like for our listeners to know, and what do you got? I know you're talking about trying to get that paramedic program put into place if everything goes well. What else are you looking for the future?
Just continue to hone in on the team that we have here. You know, I want to invest in everybody that we have here, our paramedics, our EMTs, and want them to reciprocate the investment into themselves. And I want everybody here to be the best clinician and the best pre-hospital provider they could possibly be, and just make sure that our community is getting the best possible patient care they can receive.
How, if somebody's interested in taking classes or, you know, wanting to find out more about the program and how it works and what they need to do, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you and get all that information?
Anyone can call up to our office or send me an email. I'm happy to list that here, and you can also get it off of the Clinton County website. But our office phone number is 765-659-6310. You can call during office hours. Either myself or Sandy will answer, and we'll assist you to the best of our ability, or we'll get back to you if you leave a voicemail for us.
Well, Stephen, it's always great to have you on. Thank you for taking time out of your day, because I know you have a really busy schedule, especially with everything that's going on and going into the summer months, a lot to prepare for. But thank you for being on and hanging out with us this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me this morning.
All right. Well, we look forward to next time.
Okay, sounds great.
You be safe out there and have a safe Memorial Day weekend. I hope it's not terribly busy for you all.
I'm hoping they don't have any calls. That would be great.
Right.
That would be fantastic.
All right.
Thank you,
sir.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Stephen Deckard on the Party Line on WILO. He, again, we seem to be having a whole lot of very content-rich shows.
So smart. Stephen is so smart. I mean, he really is. And he's not that old to be the head of EMS. That's just crazy to me.
I didn't interject on this, but I am curious. I wonder why there is less ambulance activity towards, or EMS activity towards, because, you know, when we were talking about that earlier, I wonder why that is. Just less people out there, or...
Well, during the winter, you mean?
Or when he mentioned the idea of, you know, having ambulances kind of keyed around a particular area.
Well, I mean, we're very fortunate in the fact that, and I could have had him recap that too. We have, like, an ambulance at Boylston. We have an ambulance at Kirkland. We have an ambulance at Michigan. It's either at Michigan Town or Forest. I'm not sure which building it's in, but we have one out there. Rossville. We've got Mulberry. We've got Colfax. I mean, we've got, and then, you know, you got the main building here in Frankfort at the fairgrounds, which houses several. So we're very well set, and there's volunteers. We got EMTs in all of those areas.
Right.
And I believe there's a paramedic presence in part of them too, as well. So, I mean, we can get to somebody within 2 to 3 minutes. For the most part, the call goes out, the your response time, you hope to have that bus on the road within, especially in the outlying areas, where your volunteers have to get there to get the bus and go. Your response time, you're hoping within 2 minutes to have that bus on the road. So it's and we do pretty well at that out in the rural area. And of course, you know, here in town, the bus rolls quickly because they're already there. So we are very fortunate, and we have a lot of people that are willing, like I said, volunteers. There's a lot of volunteers in the program. So,
I hope it's an uneventful weekend for them. I always wish that around the holidays, New Year's, all that stuff.
I hope so. I know, like he said, you know, the back roads have been extremely busy with all the construction around. Mm-hmm. And if you're driving those back roads, folks, if you're from around here, or even if you're not, and you're picking us up on your car radios, slow down. The back roads are not highways, number one.
That is the feistiest I've ever seen Melissa
get. You should be driving slower on a back road.
Yeah.
They do not have the speed limits posted like the highways do. But
it's generally 45, right?
Yeah, it's generally 45. Maybe you'd be pushing it to go 50 on some of these back roads. You'd be pushing to go 45 on some of the back roads.
Especially if you don't know them, because it's so easy to ramp up in the middle of nowhere and nobody know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a while.
It is. I mean, you know, there's hills and hollers, there's bumps and potholes, and, you know, granted, they have done some repaving on especially on 800 North, just because of they were using that as a reroute for the 26 detour and everything. But it's a narrow road. It is not fun when two semis meet on that road, on that county road.
Coming through the rye.
So, yeah, it's kind of like inches between them.
Yeah.
So, you know, just slow down. I've seen so much happen out there in my area that I don't really care to see it again.
When you said that about the humps and hollers, I was halfway hoping you'd say they rambled through the briars or they rambled through the... I was waiting for the rest of the... And other lyrics by Johnny Horton for Battle of New Orleans that did not make the cut. I remember, now, mind you, this was... I don't know, 15 years ago, again, I was working for a large metropolitan radio station at the time, which was 100,000 watt that covered the city of Indianapolis. And I remember, and this is how starstruck I am by my older relatives. It was my Uncle Randy when he was alive. He was a police officer in Columbus, retired at this point. And they lived in a place called... It was Deaver Road, but it was like a particular village that was in like the outskirts. The address was Columbus, but it was one of those suburbs, like around Walesboro, I think. And I remember that there was one night I was doing my stuff for the radio station, and I saw this news report that came across, and I think it was on like Channel 13 or something. And when I saw the address Deaver Road and where it was, I'm like, oh my God, that's the equivalent of two blocks away from my uncle and aunt's house, and it was. I want to say it might have been a police pursuit, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And the person who was driving obviously had never been on Deaver Road and didn't know that there's some real, like, you know, culverts and things in there. And this guy, you know, there's a reason they post those speed limits. It's not because they want to get into your joy. It's quite often, if you're over a certain amount, you're really going to be in trouble real quick and not know.
Oh, exactly.
And this guy was going, like, if it was a posted 45, he was going 60. And he just basically ramped up and went and hit, and that was all she wrote.
Yeah.
And I remember when I saw this coverage, I got onto Channel 13's website, and I was reading it. It says, Randy Applegate of blah, blah, blah address. And remember, I'm on a metropolitan radio station. I see that and go, wow, I know somebody famous. Like, my uncle was, like, on the scene, and he was speaking, you know, as a resident, but he also was speaking as a guy who was in the Columbus Police Department, and he knew exactly what happened. This guy had to be going just even 2 miles over a posted speed limit. Will create all sorts of complications, which is why you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're in a Dodge Ram. I don't care if you're in an F-150. It's not a good idea.
Well, and Stephen brought up a good point. You know, people are out on motorcycles now. The weather's good. Everybody's out and riding. And don't blow your grass from your yard on the road. You may not think anything about it, but on a bike...
That's murder. Literally murder.
It's almost like hydroplaning. For a motorcycle.
Well, I mean, and almost it's not, worse if it's grass on grass. Because
it's not as bad for a car. Granted, I will say that. It isn't as bad as a car, but the car's got the weight to it, and the motorcycle does not. And so please do not do that.
And I'll tell you what proves your point, riding a 10-speed. I have had that happen before where you're on the grass is in the road and you just start trying to stay on your bike.
It's no different than hitting high water or anything. You hydroplane on grass. They can, and it'll and it's very dangerous. So don't do it. I mean, I was coming down the county road the other day, and
on your motorcycle?
No, thank goodness. We quit riding motorcycles when we had kids. So
fair point.
But somebody was mowing their yard, and I'm blowing it deep, and it was thick.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first thought, was don't be doing that. Somebody's going to be coming down through here with a motorcycle, and they're going to hit that. And I've seen that.
Yeah, me too.
I have seen guys lose it on grass, and it's not, like I said, road rash is not pretty, and they can wear all the leather they want. It can find its way through it. Yep.
Yeah. Melissa Miller with me on the WILO Party Line. We're going to take a very quick breather, and we'll be back to say our farewells on WILO Party Line.
What does it mean to truly be part of the community? Is it the street you live on, or maybe the school your kids attend? At Encompass Credit Union, they've been asking themselves this every day since their founding in 1953. It's why they try so hard to be the kind of neighbor you'd like to have next door. That means offering financial services that meet you where you are for all of life's needs. Because when you're in one of the communities they call home, you'll always be their top priority. Visit EncompassCU.org to see all the ways they can be your neighbor.
Hi, Kevin Keith here. Casper Media, Director of Operations. I would like to introduce to you the strong search bars at HoosierlandTV.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Why don't you give it a workout? The strong search bar at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and HoosierlandTV.com. News, sports, weather, a specific story. Our search bar gets stronger with every story. Check it out. See what you can find for an even stronger online experience at HoosierlandTV.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierlandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierlandTV.com and WILO.
All right, it's the Party Line on WILO, 96.9, 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits, where you can also find us on an app. WILO, take us with you on Memorial Day weekend if you're not going to be in town. You can always keep up to date on everything we're doing. Enjoy the tunes, enjoy the shows, everything else. Very easily accessible and free of charge through Google and Apple locations. So before we say our farewells on the show today, I want to mention very briefly one of the things that we have been talking about a lot lately is automotive manufacturers that have pulled AM radios from their vehicles lately. And the cool thing about it is I just read today on the morning show, Ford's keeping them. The CEO made the announcement on social media. It was a month after they said, we're not going to do AM radio. Now the blowback and also the legal ramifications
right.
are starting to come
home. I was going to say, even Congress was looking at this.
On a bipartisan level.
Right, exactly.
And that has to do with, I talked about this on the morning show, and you know this because, you know, we're both in radio, but it's a thing where, okay, the app sounds great and the FM radio signal, everybody loves FM, but the trick is that when you're in really some atmospheric garbage that you cannot cut through, you want a reliable AM frequency because it's not as subject to the same complications. It has to do with the science of how the radio waves travel.
Right.
And the only thing that could be better is shortwave, honestly, but I don't think we have a shortwave frequency. Nobody told me.
So. You know, I wouldn't put it past Vern Casper to have one somewhere. That's something we'll have to ask. Ask Russ.
If any of our listeners are aware of a shortwave frequency for WILO, we'd welcome that input. This may be the shortest show we've done in a week and a half because we've been so content rich.
Yeah, we have been. We've had a lot of good stuff. And I knew with Stephen, he is very direct, very straight and to the point. And even with the full, almost full page of bullet points that I had. He went through it directly. So,
and I think tomorrow is it Todd Corey?
Yeah, it is usually somebody from the Utility Service Board. It's usually Todd Corey, and Todd's usually in the house. So excited to talk to him and talk about the holiday coming up and what that means to them. And the Utility Service Board also takes care of the lagoons out there, and it's probably be a busy weekend out there for the lagoons as well. So excited to talk to Todd. Then Friday, it's someone from the Clinton County Sheriff's Office, usually Rich Kelly. Mm-hmm. We usually get a chance to talk to Rich and Sheriff Rich Kelly and talk to him, and we'll talk to him about his thoughts. I mean, we've got Stephen's thoughts on the holiday and the summer coming up, and we'll talk to Rich about that as well. Mm-hmm. So Monday, Memorial Day, not sure what we're doing. We may just put up one of our favorite shows from this week and play it, or we may just I don't know what to say. We may give you guys a holiday from listening to us and just put in music. Best of Party Line, or it's going to be a Party Line free day, so you don't have to be subjected to Todd and I for the whole hour.
Or it's just me looking into the camera, talking to Mike. Hi. How are you? I got nothing. Everybody's off having burgers and smoking big cigars. I'm stuck in WILO. That's going to do it for the Party Line today. Melissa, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
She is.
We had a great one.
You heard me earlier when she was in the other room.
Yeah, you need to quit
Let's just keep that between ourselves.
Anyway,
but we're looking forward to having you back in tomorrow with Todd Corey as well.
It's WILO.